Hello, everyone. This is Wise Women, and I'm Kathleen Francis, your host of a show that Gary Null asked us to bring forward to our audience. In the spirit of bringing pertinent information, wisdom, to our audiences. And today we're really fortunate to have a wonderfully accomplished guest. And we're grateful to Cecilia, who is, Cecilia is one of Gary Null's staff people who takes a great deal of time with her anti-aging group. And Cecilia Casey absolutely is instrumental in helping with that whole program. And so Cecilia, I met her at one of Gary's healing retreats, and as a result, we're fortunate enough to have her on Wise Women today. So let me tell you a little bit about Julie Tupler, and the New York Magazine calls her the guru for pregnant women, and she's been featured on many national television programs like The Today Show and Regis and Kelly and Fitness and Medical and Women's Health magazines as well. So she created the Tupler Technique, and it's the only research-based program to treat a diastasis recti. And we'll explain more about what that is if not everybody knows what that means. More research is now being conducted in the UK on the Tupler Technique and her diastasis recti. Since developing the maternal fitness program, Julie's developed a substantial and loyal client base, and she's now teaching the Tupler Technique program to medical and fitness professionals all over the world. So she's really making a tremendous impact. She's written two best-selling books, and she's written two. Well, those two books, of course, we'll talk about and how you might be able to get them. So one of them is called Maternal Fitness, Get My Mouth Walking, and Lose Your Mummy Tummy, which is, I think, is an adorable title. And she produced five DVDs. She's really great on camera, and she developed the Diastasis Rehab Sprint, which sounds wonderful because it sounds like it's going to be a fast fix. She is on the advisory board of Fitness Pregnancy, Women's Health Foundation, Medical Fitness Network, and the Women's Sports Foundation. So she's a frequent speaker at a lot of these events, medical and fitness conferences, including the American Hernia Society. So that's another thing where we want to explore. So that was in 2011, 2012, but she's on everybody's radar right now. She spoke on the non-surgical Tupler Technique approach at the first World Conference on Abdominal Wall Hernia Surgery, and that was in Milan, Italy. So, and that was in 2015. So with that said, let's please welcome Julie Tupler to Wise Women. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks so much for having me. I am always interested in talking about diastasis because I've been treating it for 30 years now, and most people have it and don't even know it.
Oh, my goodness. So would you please, first of all, so that we can have this tracking for our audience to be able to really understand, because most of us never heard of this. We don't know what diastasis is. Please inform us.
Okay. So the word diastasis means separation, and recti is the outermost abdominal muscles. You know those six-pack muscles that you see on the cover of the magazines? Those are the recti.
Oh, yes.
Abdominis. Okay. So what happens is when those, now the function, and there's two muscles, and in between the muscles is connective tissue, and right in the middle is a weak spot, and that's your belly button. So the function of your outermost abdominal muscles is to support the front of your body, the back of your body, your upper body, and your lower body.
Wow, that's extremely important.
In order to have a strong core, the muscles have to be close together. When they separate through, I'll talk about some of the ways they separate, but when they separate, the connective tissue between them stretches sideways. So when the muscles are here, it's now this stretched out connective tissue supporting the front, the back, your upper and lower body. So because it's not supporting the front, that's why people have those bulging bellies. That's why they have bloating after eating. That's why they have constipation, because now your organs are out of alignment because your organs are moving forward. Causes back problems because there's no support for the back. You
Oh
see
my
people
gosh.
that are rounded over with the big bellies? Poor posture
Wow.
because there's no support in the middle here. And it also affects your pelvic floor. So if you have issues from birth with your pelvic floor, what the researchers are all saying now is that they both go hand in hand because the abdominals connect to the pelvic floor. So people go with the side effects of back pain, bloating, umbilical hernia, because when the muscles separate, there's no support for the umbilicus. So they'll go to their healthcare provider with these side effects, and sadly, they're not checked for this. And my goal, which is one of the reasons that I'm on this podcast, is that every belly get checked for a diastasis as part of any medical or fitness evaluation, that it be part of the evaluation. So,
Yeah, that's so. I know what you're saying, and this is not the only issue that goes unnoticed and addressed. Because I know so many of us. I think I might be have that issue myself.
well,
Because
if you have, do you have children?
no, I do not.
Okay, but you don't have to have children because 37% of my clients are men. All right.
That's what I wanted to get to.
So the cause is I mentioned that weak spot in the connective tissue at your umbilicus, at your belly button. So anytime you have a forward force, a continuous forward force, like constipation, gymnastics for children. Now, everybody's muscles, when you're born, they
Wow.
start out separated, and usually around 3 years old, after the nervous system has developed, the muscles come closer together, but not always. If the baby has
Oh.
colic, if, and then in childhood, if the child is doing gymnastics where they're arching their back and stretching the connective tissue,
Oh.
gymnastics is not a good thing for your child. For sure.
Wow.
And then with the swimming, if they're constantly arching their back, now they could start out, the child could start out with an umbilical hernia, all right, just at birth, and then that doesn't really resolve itself. All right.
Boy,
So,
and nobody would even know because it's their normal.
okay, so pregnancy with the bigger belly, there's
Yeah.
force, beer bellies. Doing improper exercise, like I mentioned, gymnastics, crunches can create a diastasis. And if you have
No.
diastasis, make it worse.
Crunches?
Yes, crunches.
Oh, my word.
Car accidents where you have that forward force and abdominal surgery where they blow the belly up with air. So these are all the different causes of it. And one of the things that doctors will say to women is, have a tummy tuck, and they'll tell the men just to live with it, which is a bit of a double standard. Or they'll tell them to have the tummy tuck, and basically what they're doing with the tummy tuck is taking this connective tissue, putting it like squinching it up, like placating it, and then stitching it. With my program, what I'm doing is I'm strengthening the connective tissue so it's then strong enough to hold the muscles in a close together position.
Wow.
And you're going to probably ask me your next question is, how do you do that? Well, for the big picture, three ways. Number one, repositioning that connective tissue. Like if you broke a bone, you would continuously keep that bone those two bones together so it heals, so it fuses. Well, it's the same thing with the connective tissue. You want to continuously keep that connective tissue in a narrow position so that with your activities of daily living and working out, it's not getting stretched forward. We want to take the stretch off it, all right? It's been stretched out. And if we keep on stretching it, it's never going to get strengthened if we keep stretching it. So we want to continuously keep that connective tissue in that narrow position. The other
thing— Do you use some sort of
splint? Yes, I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
We also want to put the muscles in a close together position. Now, when the muscles are separated, four fingers apart or more, and you look at how the muscles work on ultrasound, basically, they're doing this. They're moving side to side. So the only way that you can strengthen muscles, if they move in the sagittal plane of movement, front to back. So they have to be close together to move front to back. So we have to put the muscles in the right starting position so that when we do the exercises to strengthen the muscles and connective tissue, they're in the right starting position. Now, it came to me, I started maternal fitness in 1990, and I was, nobody was doing prenatal back then. It was just, ACOG had just written their guidelines. But when I was doing the exercises, this one woman who was a physical therapist and had a really good body awareness said, "Julie, I do not feel my muscles working." And she had a huge diastasis. When she would sit up, you would see this doming, all her organs coming forward. And so I took a scarf and I pulled the muscles close together and then had said, "Okay, let's do the exercises now." And she said, "Oh my God, I can now feel the muscles working." Once I put
wow.
the right position, so that was like, so then I started, when the people would come once a week for the workshops, I would have them, you know, when they would do the exercises and when they did them at home, hold the scarf. And what we saw in 6 weeks, that even during the pregnancy, we could make this separation smaller. So then it came to me, well, gee, if just holding the splint makes a difference, what if they wore it all the time to keep the muscles and connective tissue?
Oh.
So that was my jump to having a, you know, to wearing a splint. And that's when I created the diastasis rehab splint. And I started out with a piece of fabric and safety pins. And one of my clients said, "Julie, you know, when I go through, you know, at the airlines, they hear it beep because of the safety pins. They think I'm a terrorist. Use Velcro." So then I started using I progressed to the Velcro. So in 2000, and then I did that research study with Columbia University program in physical therapy, and it showed that you could make the diastasis smaller during pregnancy. So, and my statistics.
So the diastasis term is
the separation,
the connective tissue.
It's a
condition
between the two muscles.
It's the condition.
Right. Well, when we check for a diastasis, we're checking for two things. We're checking the distance between the muscles, and we're also checking the condition of the connective tissue. How deep can my fingers go down? Okay.
Oh, my.
So the deeper my finger goes into the belly, the weaker the connective tissue and the longer it takes.
Oh.
So that's the two ways, you know, that we check for the diastasis. So the program is, like I started saying, the Tupler technique is three things: repositioning the muscles and the connective tissue so it's continuously in this close together position, with wearing a splint all the time, and with holding, you know, double splinting in week four, we do that. Number two is doing the seated exercises, these little isometric exercises. And I was wondering, I thought it was healing because a blood flow to the area. And it could possibly be that. But when I read Dr. Helene Langevin's, a neurologist out of Vermont, when I read her research on connective tissue, she talks about this compression movement that creates this microcurrent in the connective tissue And that's what remodels it and heals it. So these little isometric exercises, once the muscles and connective tissue are in the right position, these little exercises are what remodels it and heals. So it's repositioning, doing the exercises, and then it's also protecting the connective tissue from getting stretched. So we want to have an awareness of how we're using our abdominal muscles, because what most people don't know is that we use our abdominal muscles with every move we make and with every breath we take. So that's why
Oh
we
my.
are breathing, so that people are not putting force on their connective tissue. And that is why we're developing not only the strength of the muscle, but the awareness. Because if I stand up, I'm using my abdominals, but they're going forward forcefully and stretching the connective tissue. So before I stand up, I have to bring my belly button back to my spine, hold it there before I stand up, so I don't stretch the connective tissue. We don't want to stretch it forwards or sideways. So that's why in week 6 of the program, we teach a diastasis-safe workout, so that we're able to engage transverse with this is the innermost abdominal muscle, which is connected to the outermost abdominal muscle, so that we engage the transverse with every repetition of every exercise, and not to put us in a position where the muscles are going in the wrong direction. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. I just checked myself and I think I am in trouble. And I just am in awe of the fact that you took this on to make such an important contribution where it's so needed. I mean, whoever talked about, I never heard anything about this. Even though I was never pregnant,
You don't have to be. I had one in my 20s from being a dancer and from some of the
There
exercises.
you go. Me too.
So
Yeah.
it doesn't necessarily have to, be that people think that it's, from pregnancy, and it's probably worse in the pregnancy, because when a woman gets pregnant, she creates this relaxin in her body, and it hits that connective tissue, and that like weakens the connective tissue. But the diastasis for a pregnant woman is not a good thing, because if this is my uterus, this is my cervix, this is the vaginal canal, this is how the uterus should be to have a vaginal birth. When the muscles separate, there's no support for the uterus, so it tilts forward. So now the cervix is going sideways instead of downwards. Okay? So you need to keep the diastasis smaller for that. The other thing that I do is I teach women, these badge of courage from having a baby. You don't have to have incontinence. You don't have to have hemorrhoids. You don't have to have a prolapse of your organs. If you know how to push and you practice the pushing with abdominals back, with transverse and pelvic floor open and relaxed, if you practice that during your pregnancy, strengthen the abdominals, keep the diastasis smaller, you're going to be able to push much more effectively in labor. And the childbirth educators don't teach pushing. They just teach like the breathing. And
Oh my
you
gosh.
wouldn't run in a race and not train. Why would a woman do the hardest thing, labor, and not know how to push effectively? And you can't teach somebody a new skill when they're in pain. It takes at least 21 weeks
Oh.
to need to teach a new skill. Now,
Wow.
the other thing that a diastasis affects is, as I mentioned, the surgery, like umbilical hernia. So if somebody has an umbilical hernia, I know they're open above and below the belly button, because an umbilical hernia is a side effect of a diastasis recti. So if you fix the middle and you're open above and below, it's going to come undone. Okay, now it's so interesting, because I've spoken at different hernia conferences, and sometimes, I think that the doctor thinks that I'm trying to take away their business, and I tell them, no, I'm just trying to make your surgery more successful. They have done all this research on, because an incisional hernia is like 50% with with abdominal surgery, because you use your abdominals with every move you make and with every breath you take. And they tell you after surgery, don't lift anything over 5 pounds. So after surgery, if I stand up, I'm lifting 135 pounds. Okay. So, so every time I lift 135 pounds, every time I stand up, if I don't know how to, if I haven't strengthened my abdominal muscles and know how to engage them, the stitches are going to come undone, because every time I stand up, my abdominals are going forward, putting force on those stitches. So it's very important to, before, I mean, you prepare for shoulder surgery and knee surgery. Why is there no preparation for abdominal surgery when you use your abdominals with every move you make and with every breath you take? So that's what I tell the doctors, that basically the patient needs to be proactive in maintaining the integrity of the sutures. It's not a
Wow.
suture, it's not better mesh or any of that. It's the patient, and it's like,
Wow.
So a diastasis really puts a patient having abdominal surgery at risk for an incisional hernia where the stitches come undone, and it puts a pregnant woman at risk for having a C-section.
You know, my partner had gallbladder surgery. And then he had a hernia.
And there
And
you go.
I'll bet that's why it happened.
I just
I
worked with
just.
a hernia surgeon who had an umbilical hernia and didn't want to have the surgery. So he did my program and totally reversed his umbilical hernia.
Wow. That's
I mean,
amazing.
if you look at the before and after pictures on my website and you look specifically at the belly buttons, you totally see the difference in the belly button, because once you strengthen that connective tissue, it brings support to the belly button. So,
Well, I've noticed that my belly button is not what it used to look like. In fact, I practically don't have one anymore. I have a hole there. And so, I probably, and since we're talking about your website, her website is diastasis, you say it.
well, if they just go to direhab.com, because diastasis
Oh,
might know how to spell, so if they just
yeah.
do direhab.com, they'll get to it. Or they can do
Oh,
the help they
DI.
have.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, direhab.com.
DIrehab.com. Yeah, because I did look at your wonderful website. You were so effective and did such a wonderful job on your video presentations
Thank you.
and
I'm
about.
actually coming out with a new website and actually coming out with a new video called Together Tummy. And I've actually written 4 books. The third book was Together
Wow.
Tummy. And then the fourth book, which I'm going to be doing a product launch, it's a children's book called Will You Be My Belly Buddy?
Those you have great titles.
So.
Great titles. Catchy. Yeah. Because I'm a book producer and video producer myself. So, I have a sense of what's good and what isn't. So I'm not just, saying good things to you from an uneducated perspective. You're very
So,
good on camera.
with my program, we my pro there's a it's a lot of new information. We see people remotely, we see people in person. I do have trainers like all over the world. But the program can be done on their own as well. We have an online support program that comes with all our packages, and this online support program has weekly videos, tips, but best of all, I do a live weekly webinar every Friday, every Friday, right? And as long as I'm
Wow.
alive and kicking, I'll be doing that. And there's no expiration date, because sometimes life gets in the way. The program progresses over 18 weeks, but sometimes if people have a very severe diastasis, it's going to be better in 18 weeks, but not close. So we want them to feel like they can come to this program and be part of it as long as they want. There's no expiration
Wow.
date. And I do a
Wow.
weekly webinar, talk about a topic, and I also answer questions. If you can't make it because of the time, then you can send your questions in and I'll answer that, and then you can watch the recording. So
Wow. Yeah, see, what I noticed was you just were so proactive in all of your outreach to address this, so very supportive in all different ways to really support people through this so that they can achieve the intended outcome. And that's magnificent, and kudos to you
Thank you.
Developing all that so wonderfully. Yeah. Well, and now can we talk about the men a little bit?
Sure. Sure. So, you know, when I was doing maternal fitness, we would invite the men to come to the first two sessions because it was more lecture. I called them the fetus police. And I would check everybody for a diastasis. And the women would say, oh, can you check my husband, you know, too? So I would check the men, and the men all had it as well. So in 2009, I decided, because men were not going to be doing maternal fitness, okay? They just weren't going to be doing. So in 2009, I switched over to name myself from maternal fitness to diastasis rehab so that I could treat men and children, you know, people before and after surgery, and still pregnant women. You know, I've been at many births, and I still love my pregnant women.
So a lot of grateful people to you.
And then I started in 2009, I started training the medical and fitness professionals because, you know, that was the way, as one person, that I could bring more awareness to diastasis.
Yes. So now, is the program specific? Do you have men's programs and women's programs?
Well, the program is the same. I did the women's video first, Lose Your Mummy Tummy. And then the men were saying, well, they weren't going to watch the Lose Your Mummy Tummy. So then I did another video for men called Say Goodbye to Your Gut Guys. Then I have a children's video, Belly Button Boogie. And then I have a perfect pushing video. And then I have a ab rehab for pre and post surgery. So then I thought, I really want to make it more generic. So I came out with the Together Tummy book. And then last year I produced the Together Tummy video, and that'll be up on my website fairly soon when my new website comes out. And it's generic. And then I had the diastasis rehab splint, but I've come out with a new product, which is a step up. I call it Together Tummy. I have day wear and sleep wear, and it's a tank top, and the splint attaches to the tank top. So, because sometimes, you know, being in the position that it's in, it moves around a little bit. So this is, and the tank top is moisture wicked and antimicrobial. So people can wear it, and, you know, and it's a little bit more comfortable than the splint. So, but people, some people like the splint, some people like the together tummy wear. So, you know.
Wow, incredible. It's just fascinating that you really went down the rabbit hole.
Well, and if you go on my website, you'll see a free introductory program. And basically the introductory program is, I talk about checking for diastasis. I talk about the four steps of the program, three videos, and I talk about a diastasis safe workout. My diastasis coach will follow up with those people and set up a 30-minute free session to talk about the diastasis and help with the program. So I do have a coach.
Your programs are not very expensive.
No, they're not expensive at all. No.
You know, and I mean, the benefit is so huge.
Well, we have ongoing support. We have ongoing support. So every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm doing my live webinar, and people get supported.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know Cecilia met you at Gary Null's retreat. Did you present your, you did.
I taught a class every day.
How fabulous.
I checked everybody. I checked everybody for a diastasis. Every single person had it.
Wow, every person.
Everybody had it. Instructors,
Oh my
guests,
goodness.
everybody had it. And now some had it worse than others, okay? But pretty much everybody had it. Everybody had it and didn't know that they had it.
Incredible.
So
Well,
I
what
thought.
an extra benefit that your presence there, because that's the first time that anything like that, because I've been involved with Gary Null for 40 years and going, I usually go there as part of the staff myself, and I teach acting every day and art classes because that's important for people's healings as well. But wow, I wish I would have been there to see all of those wonderful presentations that Gary had you do.
And
So
I did a diastasis safe swim class that was really fun. But I checked everybody and talked about diastasis every day. The people did the exercises. They, you
they
know.
did the exercises with you. Wow, what an added
Told them
benefit
they didn't
for
get
that
to see them, but
retreat.
I said, bring, use the arms of your sweater or a sweatshirt or bring a scarf or something to bring the muscles together before you do the exercise. So that everybody did that.
Wow.
And I had one woman come up to me and said to me, I hated your class. And the tears are streaming down her face. And I said, tell me more. And she said, I have terrible back pain. And she says, I've always had this little belly. She said, and I did not want to know that I had this separation. She said, I was not ready to know that I had it. And I said to her, I said, well, I totally get it that you hate getting that information from me. I said, but the program isn't so difficult. So once you do it and you get rid of your back pain, then we'll have a love-hate relationship.
So cute. Very cute. Well, I have a nutritional products company and I have a boutique and gallery in the Sedona area. And
One of these
you
days,
know,
I'll be coming up to Sedona, so I'll be coming over there and checking you.
yes. Well, and I
Friend
work very
is
closely
yeah, I
with
have a friend
Sonia,
close to Sedona.
Sonia Belial and her husband, Surreal Chioza, and they own the Sedona Creative Life Center and the Sedonia Conscious Living Center, and where so many events take place. And perhaps now I had another wonderful guest, a nurse practitioner by the name of Debbie Reynolds. Yes, her parents named her after the actress, and she is a magnificent, wonderful woman who has, like you, she just was so focused on learning every possible thing that she could in her areas of expertise. She was on my show as well. And we've talked about creating an event here, maybe specific for women, but it shouldn't be exclusive. I mean, though Wise Women is, by title, I've never had a man on the show, but maybe I can stretch it somehow. I'll get Gary on and interview Gary. I don't know. But that might be another idea. So you're coming to Susan for what purpose?
Well, I just have a friend there.
Oh, so you're coming to visit.
I was just going to come to visit. I don't have plans quite yet. We just
Okay,
talked
well,
about it.
give me enough advance notice about your plan so that I can make these introductions for you. And see if there might be something that would work, because Sonia very much wants to support women and their well-being. She had a wonderful program dealing with hormone imbalance, and so I think that's definitely something that you and I and Debbie Reynolds should look at doing. And I will
That would be
make
great. I would
sure.
love that.
Yes. Well, I will forward the link to the show that Debbie was on so you can get familiar with her. And then I will take your show and make sure that she hears your whole wonderful background and what you present. And then, I love creating. I'm networked to the max. I'm always the Pied Piper. Come over here, you guys. People get tired of me doing that, but We have to. We have to have shared information now
Absolutely.
more than ever in these very strange circumstances we find ourselves on the planet. And, you know, and women helping women is such a healthy opportunity for us to grow and be more healthy mentally and psychically and emotionally.
Absolutely.
To deal with the things that are all in front of us. And the women, Marianne Williamson talks about this all the time, the women more than any time ever need to be able to take a stand and really take the leadership. You know, and I know I'm a singer as well, and I've noticed that I don't have the same breath control that I had years ago. So I'm certain that I have that issue, and I'm going to do something about it.
So did I send you the video? Did I send you my video?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, would you like me to send you the, it's not on the website yet. It's called Together, Tommy. It's 22. I divided it up because it's so long. I divided
yes.
it up into like a book, but it's a video book, like the chapters, so that you know.
What a great idea.
So I'll have Mathel, my assistant, send that to you, and you can watch it.
Yes.
And when you watch it, write down any questions that you have, and then.
Sure. Yes, I'll do that. Now, I'm helping Debbie. Debbie's writing her book right now, and I'm a photographer and video producer and book producer and all that. So I'm helping her with all those aspects creatively because I'm a published photographer myself. And, when you come, I would be happy to do a photo session with you in the Red Rocks. And, you know, I think that might be something nice for you to take home with you that will be
Thank you.
Forever. Yes, you're so welcome. Yeah, well, you know, and Sedona has all of the, they really do have vortexes. The Red Rocks here, of course, sparkle when you walk. They're full of crystal.
Right.
And yeah, and the energy, you know, I mean, Sedona has become
definitely I don't know how to describe it. The word that comes to mind is magical because of all that different energy and stuff that you just, it just kind of transforms you. And it's
yes,
like,
it does.
Like magic.
It is, absolutely is. And I actually had a few years back, I had Gary come and speak at the Creative Life Center to an absolutely packed house with standing room only. And we were supposed to, you know, the caretaker at the location at 10:30, he has to close everything up. Well, people were still so interested in what he had to say that we all moved out into the big veranda outside, and he continued to talk till after midnight, you know, because Gary, if people are interested, they want to hear, he won't stop. He'll just keep going. He just absolutely makes himself totally available, you know, to people with all of the knowledge that he has, you know, infused into his very genes. And I'm sure that's true too. Now, and same thing when I teach my acting class, it's one of the reasons why I love to teach my acting class, because it's an opportunity for me out of the experience of teaching to access things that I forgot I knew, you know, because someone asks a question, or because in the process of whatever we're creating, you know, an inspiration comes out of that. And I'm sure that you've experienced that in your teaching. So you teach groups and individuals. Is that what you do?
Well, the groups I teach are when I'm training professionals. I don't teach classes. I did classes, you know, at the retreat, you know, at Gary Null's place. But I haven't taught classes in years. I just see people fly in from everywhere to see me, person. But I see people remotely too. I just do one-on-one now.
You do one-on-one now. And where are you located?
I'm located in New York, New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I see a lot of, I was in New York for many years, and I just moved to New Jersey, which is sort of on the west-west side. I'm in Weehawken, and I'm right on the water, and it's 10 minutes to New York. So most of my clients are in New York.
Wow. That's my little girl over there. I lived in New York City for 5 years. I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy and graduated from there.
You went to where?
Okay, girls, we're getting into
You
Lisbon.
went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts?
Okay, girls, that's enough. The American Musical and Dramatic Academy, Sir Philip Burton, Richard Burton's father, created this wonderful program for performers. I studied, musical theater. I studied with Lehman Engel and Anya Holm, the greats of that time when I was just a kid. And that's what I teach. I studied directly with Sanford Meisner, who, these people are all past now. And so I bring, as an acknowledgement and honoring them and what they do for me. I bring that to the classes that I teach. I teach children and adults. And, these techniques, in Sandy's technique especially, is, yes, wonderful and highly honored and revered in the entertainment industry still today. But on a personal level, this technique that he taught and the basic training part of what he establishes his technique with is extraordinary when it comes to one-on-one communication with people, because he has you be able to be so present with the person in front of you that you're able to read their behavior in such a way that it is unprecedented. And I was very, very blessed because Sir Philip Burton, he basically made me his primary protege. And I kind of let him down because I got sidetracked with some other things, and I didn't really move my career to the level that it could have been. I had my own TV talk show in LA, and I did a lot. But he wanted me, to be a Barbra Streisand, I'm still feeling so guilty about that because I didn't realize the gift, the grace that that man gave me. He brought me with him to his repertory company, and that's another long story. But
Do you have any more questions for me about diastasis? Did I answer pretty much everything that you
well, I think so, because it's like, because this is so new to me, I'm not sure what to ask. But we have another 15 minutes, and so if there's anything that you feel would help people, to inspire them, or to have them further realize the importance of this, by all means, please bring that
Well,
forward.
when the muscles are separated, also, and the belly doesn't look good in that area, it makes women very vulnerable, makes women not want to be intimate with their partners,
Yes.
and that's an issue as well. I had one woman that said, "I swear I'm going to do everything," and she did everything, and she said to me that her husband now, after two children, is buying her lingerie. And she said her abdominals never looked this good. Even before having children, she always had a little bit of a belly. And
Wow. That's a good story. But then there are lots of guys with the pot belly that don't want to take their clothes off.
for men, I know this isn't a podcast for men, but for men, I just read a study that it does affect erectile dysfunction with that.
Oh my goodness. I mean, men do listen to this podcast. It's
Oh,
not,
okay. One
oh yeah, they
of the
do.
side
So.
effects, I said that it affects the pelvic floor. So for men, one of the effects of the pelvic floor is erectile dysfunction.
My goodness.
So there's a lot of side effects involved with this, and it's just important for people to To have an awareness of it and know that it's not that big of a deal to, what the biggest deal is wearing the splints, okay? Because you have to wear it all the time.
So when you say all the time, you mean all the time during your program or all the time period for the rest of your life?
No. All the time during the program until you close it. Once the connective tissue is strong enough to hold the muscles in the close together position, you don't have to wear the splint. But because you have a weak spot in the connective tissue at your belly button, you do have to continue doing the program. Like I'll do, every day I'll be doing my little exercises. I don't wear a splint because my muscles are close together. But you have to continue because with that weak spot in the connective tissue, you start doing improper exercises. You can open it up again.
Oh, my goodness. So this is vital information for people to have for the rest of their lives.
So that's why they need to know what's diastasis safe, because getting up and getting down. So the first thing, like with getting up and getting down, they have to always get down in a sideline position. They engage the belly button to the spine, go from a sideline position, head touches on the back. And then the same way they're getting up, always rolling to the log, rolling to the side, and then getting themselves up. Do not come straight up and jackknife. That's like the worst thing you can do for the disc of your.
Oh, and probably so many people do that. And who knew?
Who knew? Well,
wow.
I used to do vocational rehabilitation with back injuries, and that was the first thing that they would say, is like to get up and down correctly. So it's bad for the back. And it's also bad for the diastasis. And so it's bad on both fronts. So that's why one of the steps, I have four steps of my program, wearing the splint, putting the muscles in connective tissue, repositioning muscles and connective tissue, doing the exercises, getting up and down correctly, and developing transverse muscle awareness, using your transverse with everything that you do, developing that with your activities of daily living, when you sneeze, when you cough, when you stand up, when you sit down, when you go to the bathroom, when you're having sex, using your transverse muscle. And then in week six of the program, after you've developed transverse, which is connected to the outermost recti muscle, once you've developed this transverse muscle strength and awareness, then you use this transverse muscle with every repetition of every exercise when you work out.
Wow. I mean, I'm absolutely astonished that this is not something that is part of, all the mainstream everything for people to know about this. So, well, Cecilia raved about you and she said, oh, you must have her on this show. And I love Cecilia. She is a wise woman herself. I mean, everybody just adores her. You can count on her. That kind of quality, any human being is where I always gravitate. Yeah. Yeah. And I know she did a great job always, this is, and I love her perspective, on life and her instincts and her intuition is just spot on. So, I'm so grateful that Cecilia said, you got to have her on your show. So now I know why, Because again, this was so foreign to me, but I thought, okay, I trust Cecilia, and here we are. Yeah. So, once again, how what's the best way for people to reach you?
Okay, so to go to the website, they can do the intro program. Go to DIRehab.com. They can do that. They can set up a 30-minute session free consult with my diastasis coach to talk about their diastasis and help them get started. And that's the best way. You can get, julietupler.com, diastasisrehab.com, tuplertechnique.com, or DIRehab. So there's a lot of different ways to get in touch.
Yeah, and I guess we should say it's Julie, J-U-L-I-E.
T-U-P, only one P, please. T-U-P-L-E-R.
T-U-P-L-E-R. Yeah. So, yeah, because we want to make sure that people, because I don't want to frustrate anybody when they start.
When, looking. Will this, When will this
This
recording be
airs,
final?
yeah, this airs, we record on Tuesday and it airs on Friday. Hi, everybody, we're on the air. And then I send you the recording so you can put this on your website should you choose to do that.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Yes. And I think that everything that we covered, I mean, I didn't see all of your videos, but this might be a wonderful introduction for people actually to listen to. So that they have, I mean, it was good that I knew absolutely nothing about this, so that, you know, I could say, well, what does that mean? And what's this? And, you know, I really appreciated how you introduced, you know, especially the last few minutes. I thought that was extremely valuable. And, you know, I mean, I would look to you for any other additional types of critical information that would inspire people and for them to see the value of it, you know? And I mean, what is
well,
it? How many
program? It's something, and when people have a good attitude,
yeah,
you know, they choose the meaning. If they go, oh, I have to wear a splint, you know, those are the ones that aren't as successful. But when they put it on, they go, wow, I feel my posture is better.
Yeah.
My organs are supported. My back is supported. Yeah. This is great, you know. And when they do the exercises, to have it be a muscle meditation, they close their eyes and they actually see the connective tissue letting getting stronger and like rope-like, like with this microcurrent of energy with the exercises. When they take it to that level, and they just because it's basically they can do the exercises. When they're driving in the car, I say to them, it, you know, prevents road rage because if there's a lot of traffic, you just put in neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Do them
yeah, because I have a half hour drive each way myself every morning. You know, I mean, this is a small town, but I live kind of in the outskirts. And it is just a two-lane highway, so that is a very good way for me. And I'm still a California driver, so I do get road rage. So that's inspiring. That's wonderful for people.
So,
yeah.
So four steps is not, and doing, you know, and the program includes head lifts and double splinting. And I say, you can be very successful if you just do the basic program. If you don't do the head lifts, if you don't double splint, you can still, because I don't want people to think, well, if I don't do the head lifts and then drop out of the program. I want them to know.
Oh, that's important.
Doing something.
To make people feel like they can achieve
better
this.
Than doing nothing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. That's so, so important.
Because so, what people do is they do a little something and then they get some results and then they come back again. So sometimes people come back three or four times until they're really, really committed to doing it.
Well, you know, but if people can see even a little bit of progress and see that, you know, it makes a difference, you know, that does have them, I think, realize that they need to come back. I mean, it's just like, you know, diet systems, you know, we do a diet and then fall off the wagon, then come back and come back, or, you know, or alcoholics that fall off the wagon, whatever.
What happens is, and I tell people before they start the program, it's very important to take before belly pictures from the front and from the side.
Uh-huh.
And also besides checking your diastasis, which is not an exact science, to be able to take your body circumference, like under the breast, at the waist, and over the belly button, the circumference.
Yeah.
We have a little guidebook where you can put it, and it has it's like the cliff notes of the Tupler technique. And which goes along with the video. And if they do that and they take the pictures, it will definitely motivate them because they will definitely see changes and see that they've lost inches. Because when the muscles come back together, you're going to be, your circumference is going to get, you're going to get a waist. And
yeah. Wow. That's so inspiring. So yeah, that, and you have before and afters on your website, do you?
The before and afters are on the website, and you can look at them. And when I advise, when you look, to look at the changes in the belly button as well.
Ah, that's a good, yeah, because, you know, I don't know, some years ago when I, because I always thought I had a cute little belly button. I was proud of my little belly button because, you know, some people don't have very pretty belly buttons. And then I don't know, at some point I thought, what happened to my belly button? It's gone, you know? And so
Well, if you
I'm
want it back, you have to do my program.
that's what I want to do. And then, you know, of course I'm a Pied Piper, so I think when people see the results, because I see people 7 days a week in my shop, and I do promote Dave Reynolds and Gary. I have a business card that I hand out for Wise Women podcast and his wonderful podcast every single day. He just got another award. I mean, he has so many awards. It's crazy. I'm sure you saw them. You know, he always has me rearrange them and add more to it and so on. So he's quite, you know, an overachiever. When I had done an interview with him years ago, and even then he was an overachiever that way off the charts. And I said, Gary, tell the truth. You're really an alien, or you're at least a hybrid, aren't you? Because who can do all this, you know? So he laughed, and I still think he is. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I just love what you're doing and the inspiration that you bring, you know, to the women and men who are listening and beyond. You know, I think that I'm
Children,
looking
and children.
and children. That's incredible. Thanks for adding that part. Oh my
They're
goodness.
usually at around 6 years old. I taught a class with my daughter's now 21, but when she was six, I taught a group of her friends, and they were all able to when they're able to think of bringing their belly button to the spine. That's when they can start the program. But earlier than that, they can just wear the splint to reposition the muscles and the connective tissue, and that helps with that
My
as well.
goodness. Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to you coming to Sedona, sitting down with you, taking, you know, a photo session for you, and seeing if we might be able to create an event with some of the other wonderful practitioners. Perhaps even Gary would come and attend. And I think then, you know, we might expand this possibility that I didn't expect today, but we're coming to an end, and I can't thank you enough for coming on Wise Women.
Well, and I can't thank you enough for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to talk about something that the about a condition that the medical community has ignored. It's just ignored it. So.
Yeah. I mean, well, so many of my practitioners say, you know, the medical system is broken, and we're the ones that shore up the problems that people have to persist with. So, right after my show, I was a guest actually a couple of weeks ago on a different angle. Rodney and Kyle are the greatest guys that are so real, and you know, they talk about just the real things in life, and with a focus on mental health and the interfacing that we all do with one another. And so I do hope that everybody listens right after Wise Women to a different angle and enjoy the opportunity to be with Kyle and Rodney once again. And so, of course, listen to Gary every day. He's on at noon Eastern Standard Time on Progressive Radio Network. And with that, I'm going to thank you so much for being on our show, Julie, and I look forward to seeing you in person. So, with that, I'm going to wish everybody a wonderful week ahead and the holiday that's coming up. July 4th is just about here, and may we celebrate this wonderful country of ours with admiration and support and the love of our flag and our country that all of us should embrace. And share the joy of the fact that we're in such an extraordinary country. So, with that, thank you, Julie. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, guys, Rodney and Kyle are next. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.